17. There was a hit and run. Fortunately, there was no injuries. That's, again, in the northbound lane, 17 north in Granite Creek, if you're cruising through that area. Animal hazard at Hames Road and Coralitos Road, Santa Cruz, California. And there's about four units there. Vehicle hit a deer. Hit and run with no injuries at 9 and Fillmore Avenue. Two units assigned to that. Hit and run with no injuries, 9 and Fillmore Avenue. On to your 7-day forecast, it's currently 62 degrees at the KSCO station. Cloudy, then fog this evening, lows into the 60s. Another day of fog for Wednesday. Highs in the 60s. At night, we're looking at lows into the 60s as well. Cloudy, Thursday, cloudy. Highs in the 60s. Thursday night, we might see a little bit of rain. 20% chance of precipitation, lows into the 60s. Friday, slight chance of rain throughout the day, highs in the 60s. And that's going to clear up from that point on. Friday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the 40s. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, rolling out, mostly sunny skies. Highs in the 60s, partly cloudy at night, lows into the 60s. For you boaters, small craft advisory is in effect from Wednesday morning through Wednesday evening. And with that said, it's time for Wake the Bear. I hope you enjoy the show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Guys, I was waiting for the
That must be a different intro without the words.
That's the one.
Yeah, exit.
That's the one Brandon sent me.
Hey, that's how we fly. Okay, so it's another episode of Wake the Bear Radio. Yes, with your hosts, Brandon Johnson, Chris Hurst, and Ron Powers. Hey, tonight's going to be an amazing night. Yeah. Before we get in, just how's your week been, Brandon?
Great. I turned 49 today, so getting a little older up there. But I'm doing good.
Happy birthday, Brandon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
There you go. Thank you, Nick. How about you, Chris?
It's been a good week. I had my grandkids for 5.5 days, and we chased lizards and had a great time.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't have grandkids yet, but I'm looking forward to that day someday. No pressure, kids.
Well, we want to just wake you guys, or thank you guys for joining us. We want to wake you as well on Wake the Bear Radio. You know, Wake the Bear Radio is designed to help you restore your courage and to wake your voice. This is a time right now. We are in a very crazy time to be alive, and we really think that it's time for the bear, California, to be woken up and come back to its original intent, the intent that God had for it. And so we want Wake the Bear Radio to be a place where you are no longer shamed into silence. You have a voice, and there's a righteous remnant that is now starting to grow and speak out. And we really believe we got to speak or we'll lose our voice. So we're here tonight, and we're going to be talking about a bunch of different things. We've got our title tonight is Vaccines, a Second Dose of Disturbing Data. Yeah. So Ron, man, when is this going to end? Like, what is going on? Give us your take here. So
I don't know. I hope it ends soon. I mean, it's affecting even me. I mean, yesterday I had a real frustrating morning. I had an overdue payment to Verizon, and I had to pay because of a hacked credit card. Anyway, I spent 10 minutes just trying to find a phone number. It's all robots. And then after getting on, then it's another 40 minutes waiting. And, you know, I'm doing this research of tonight's show, just reading all the stats, and it's like the narrative is not reflecting this at all. And I'm all frustrated during this time. So by the time I get this poor lady on the phone, I kind of let her have it. And I admit it was very wrong. And I said, the last thing I said to her is, you need to tell your supervisors to hire more people so you have more people to, you know, answer the phone call, so I don't have to wait. And you know what she said? She said, you know what? We have been trying to hire for so long, months and months. Nobody wants to work. Wow. And I said, well, how come? And she goes, everybody's taking the package, you know, that the whole, you know, unemployment and all that stuff. And it's easy money. So people that even used to work there don't work there anymore. And so this COVID thing is really affecting even the economy and my service.
Massive disruptions going on, massive disruptions that I think we all thought would be over very quickly, a few weeks, and then it would be over. And of course, now we're talking 2 years now into this, and none of us thought this would be going on. I remember even this last week watching Joe Biden ask him a direct question. When will things get back to normal? And when he said, when the vast majority of people are vaccinated, like 97%. And I'm like, there's not even 92% of the people that are vaccinated from polio right now.
Yeah, 97%.
In other words, basically, never.
Yes.
If we leave it up to the government to function without the will of the people, they will never give us back our freedoms. And that is not a good thing.
Absolutely. You know what? It's never going to happen because of the information that is coming out across the world and right in this country.
Come on.
You'd have to be crazy to get that vax. And those that have, don't get any more. Don't get any more boosters. You know, I looked into that vaccine death report. It had over 102 links to it. So it was very well documented.
Wow.
You know, going into VAERS, which is vaccine adverse effects.
Reactions.
Reports. And so let me just hit some bullet points real quick. This is the kind of information that's going out there. You know, we had a caller last week say, hey, how do you know what you really know? You know, man, I've been doing research with the people that are in charge of things,
yes,
the CDC, the VAERS, World Health Organization, FDA. So let me just go off, and if you see something that pops up, you know, jump on it. So,
sounds great.
So VAERS death, in this report, they're saying that the deaths are at least 5 times more than reported. And right now, the CDC claims about 16,000 deaths. And there was a Harvard study that said only 1% are actually being reported to VAERS.
Wow.
Some of it's because of the complexity of reporting. Others, most people don't know where to go. They didn't even know about VAERS. So you have an issue that happens a month later, and it's like, well, I didn't even make that connection. So Moderna, 300,000 adverse events in just 3 months.
300,000.
Yes.
Wow.
And this isn't like a little sniffle. These are like major things. You know, ABC did a Facebook post, and they were asking people to comment about their people they knew that died that were unvaccinated. You know what they got? They got over 250,000 stories, and they were all vaccinated.
Wow.
Not unvaccinated.
Wow.
So that was a shock to them. You look at Israel. Israel, the deaths, they used to be 1 to 3 per day before the vaccines. When they started issuing vaccines, it jumped up to 75 to 100 per day.
Wow.
And this is all documented. So I would encourage everyone to visit our website, which is wakethebearradio.com. It'll be in the show notes. We don't want to just throw out numbers out there without having it backed up. So you can go there. There's links to everything.
Yeah, we really want you to do your research. That's what it's about here, is questioning the narrative and not just believing the official narrative. You know, the official narrative now is wobbly. People are starting to say, this smells fishy. And they're starting to do their research. And that's what we want to encourage you to do. Keep
yes,
going, Ron.
Absolutely. Okay. A University of San Francisco, the Salk Institute, they did a research and they showed that vaccines actually turn the body into a spike protein factory throughout the body, causing strokes, heart attacks, heart inflammation, infertility, and cancer, just to name a few. And these spike proteins, they're supposed to be only located in certain places, and this vaccine's making them go everywhere. So wherever they happen to collect, whether it be in your brain or in your respiratory or your heart, that's what you're seeing the effects go to. Okay, vaccine manufacturers, they're exempt from liability.
Yep, knew that from the beginning.
Yeah, and I understand what they were trying to do. They were saying, hey, we're too afraid to put out a vaccine. We could get sued. So they're like, hey, no liability. But now it's like, hey, you can do anything you want. They can't touch you.
Well, and one of the things is that when three people died unexplained, they started to black box them. And then when 50 people died unexplained, they took it off the market. We are now with over 15,000 deaths, and it's still on the market, and it's still being pushed since December 10th, when they were given the orders to give no other story. You know, the news narrative, that news narrative that was told, the trusted news narrative was established, and that was all they're pushing, rather than the therapeutics, which was working before.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, I want to talk about that as far as what do you do when some of the agencies that you've trusted all of your life become unreliable. And we're concerned that what we're not hearing is truth. The CDC, one of the things that they've done, I don't know if you've noticed, but recently their website, they've actually changed their website language. They've redefined what a vaccine is. A couple weeks ago, a vaccine went from something that produced immunity to a specific disease. So if we took the COVID vax, the jab, it was supposed to actually produce immunity if it were properly a vaccine.
Right.
But it went to something that stimulates the body's immune response against disease. Mm. And so it's just something that produces a protection instead of immunity. And that's significant. They actually went on and they changed the definition of what a vaccine is.
Wow.
On the CDC website. Now, I mean, they didn't invent the definition, so I'm not quite sure where they got the authority to change the definition. I mean, that's something that's in medical journals. It's already established. Mm. So it's very concerning when the CDC changes their language so that it fits their narrative. One of the things they also changed is, I mean, this is how they think. They said you can no longer call someone a drug addict. They are now a person who injects drugs. They're no longer, can you call them an alcoholic? They are a person with alcohol use disorders. And no longer can you call someone homeless. They are a person experiencing housing insecurity.
Well, that's a lot of redefining going on there. I call me old fashioned, but I would say a vaccine was something that keeps you from getting the disease you're supposed to be vaccinated with. And we're not seeing that. We're seeing people who are already double vaxxed get sick.
Oh, right? Yeah.
They're renaming these words. They're changing the words. Whoever controls the language controls the narrative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to Israel, you know, that they actually now said 2 million people in Israel now are no longer considered fully vaxxed because they haven't taken the third shot.
Moving the goalpost.
We could be basically taking every 3 to 6 months, taking a new booster forever. And we've basically compromised our own body sovereignty here.
Yeah, in Israel, they just released a study too of 2.5 million people who they were vaxxed, and they said that in this study they were 7 times more likely to be infected with COVID than those who aren't vaccinated.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, and then Pfizer came out last week with the secret hidden cameras by Veritas, and there were 3 Pfizer scientists saying the body's natural immunity is actually better than our shot. Mm-hmm. But we're told with a non-disclosure agreement that we can't say anything else, and we're basically told we can't say anything publicly against that. That is what we're talking about, guys. This is Gestapo tactics. This is socialist Russia, communist Russia. This is the type of authoritarianism that all of us, that our forefathers fought and died to make sure never happened again, and we are letting it happen right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know, midsummer infections this year, where 74% of them were vaccinated. So, I mean, it's not working. It's not working. Yeah. And so, very scary. Last one on this is the CDC reported that 38 million flu cases in the 2019-2020, but only 1,800 cases in 2021.
Wow.
So a year later, the flu just dropped off. That's
disappeared.
Like one out of 20,800. So they're only reporting one where they reported 20,800.
Yeah, I heard people say, so basically COVID killed the flu.
Yeah.
COVID killed the flu.
I mean, just using common sense, it's like, what killed the flu? I mean, did it really just stop?
Disappear?
Yeah, or is it just being renamed?
Renamed. It's all about renaming the narrative.
We've got to start using our heads and challenging those things. It's not to be a thorn in someone's side. It's like, this just does not make sense, and we need to know why.
Right.
You know, why would anyone want to do this anyway? I mean, I'm asking you, Brandon. I mean, has it ever happened before where people would want to actually kill someone else or make a profit or whatever?
Well, I mean, the whole of human history, one time after another, there's story after story after story of authoritarian regimes taking over and conspiring against their people. And I was meditating on the Book of Esther this last week, the story of Purim, where Esther found, became the queen of Persia, and somebody who hated her uncle was basically made an unjust law to have all the Jews killed. And basically her uncle said to her, listen, hey, you better go and talk to the king. You're married to the king. You're the only one that has a voice. You're the only one that can talk to him about this. If you don't, if you remain silent right now, you know, God will raise up another way to save the Jewish people. But you and your family will be slaughtered. And it may be that for such a time as this, God raised you up to become the queen so that you could speak out. And I really believe there are many Esthers out there right now, men and women, both, who have positions of authority. We encourage you, you need to speak out. You need to research speak out. Because if you remain silent at such a time as this, perhaps you'll miss your God moment where God was going to use you to bring justice and righteousness to the land. And then, of course, you know, Esther actually does go to the queen or to the king, and she says, listen, my people have been sold for slaughter. They're going to slaughter all of our people. So they've been sold for extermination. And if it was just that we were going to be slaves, I wouldn't even come to you, king. But we're going to be killed. We're going to be wiped out. And the king found out about it. And then what happened was the guy that, you know, conspired against the Jewish people was the one that was hung on the gallows, not all the Jewish people. So, it's humanity, unfortunately, is desperately wicked. There's things that people were willing to do for money. There's people are willing to do to look the other way just a little bit or not report that. And there's people getting money to do it. And you got stuff on that, I know.
Yeah, I mean, in Australia, New South Wales, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has resigned under police investigation that she and others received $65 million in grants, that's code for a little moolah, bribery, from AstraZeneca and Pfizer to push mandatory vaccination. So in Australia, the premier of New South Wales is under investigation and she stepped down. And so, you know, this isn't just an isolated incident. Can you imagine if something like that is happening in this country? I mean, could it be that there are people who are doing things for money and looking the other way, just like they are in Australia's New South Wales?
Yeah.
$65 million is a lot to
look the other way.
To look the other way from.
Okay, so there's a lot of wicked people out there doing wicked things, turning the other way, but there's a lot of good people out there doing a lot of good things.
That's right.
We want to highlight them as well, and we're highlighting tonight H2O, His to Offer, right, Ron?
Yeah, H2O.
There's no ocean in Malawi, and we just found this beautiful lake that goes to three different countries, Malawi, Mozambique, Tanzania. This is a big body of water, and so you get 2-3 foot wind waves, and pretty much daily you have waves you can ride. Being a Santa Cruz local, being a surfer from the west side, we just saw this lake and we thought we could use it to bring a different thing into this area that's never been done before. And the locals saw us, and when we saw the interest of the locals going, what are these people doing out in the water where there's crocodiles or hippos? So we just wanted to bring the love of surfing to this area. And we did it, and it really just took off. We got surf contests going once a year, but 365 days a year, we have programs in this area. We have a school that has over 1,000 kids. We're doing ag projects. We're doing solar projects. We're doing water projects. We're doing all these different things in the community, but done locally. We kickstart them in their business, and off they go. So it's a self-sustaining method of doing this. The surf contest is just a big party to celebrate what we've done all year.
If you would like more information on how you can participate or support this effort, please visit our website at his2offer.com. That's his2offer.com.
All right. Yes, that was a good thing. I actually did a mission a couple times in Africa with H2O. Great group. Hey, I just wanted to go to another person that's doing some positive stuff, and that's Thomas Renz. And he is collecting for a lawsuit, you know.
Wow.
He was challenged by the president last week. I call him the president, but, you know, Joe. And he said, hey, show us what you got if you think you have evidence. And discovery is the beauty of court cases. So I wanted to go over some lists here. And this will be, again, on our website, wakethebearradio.com, under our show notes for tonight. So I'm just going to buzz through some of these if they jump out. Let's do it. So I don't know if you've heard about Uttar Pradesh,
India,
yeah. Yes.
Okay.
They eradicated COVID-19 with ivermectin. Just in mid-August, they had only 419 cases out of 200 million. And do you remember when it was 200. Going crazy and everyone's like, India's falling apart? This is the most populated section of India,
200 million.
Yes. They only have 419 cases.
419 right cases. Maybe we should study them and put that on mainstream media.
Yes. Well, there seems to be a little information blackout in India right now.
Mm. Yeah, somehow.
That's for sure.
So, and this lawsuit actually is using Medicare as their numbers. So Medicare, 18% of everyone that has health insurance is Medicare.
Wow.
So you've got 60 million people. That is a huge pool to do pull your data from. But why doesn't the CDC, FDA, and the Health and Human Services use this data? They don't. They use these little other ones. The number of Medicare people who died within 14 days of a COVID shot, if you're under 80, was almost 20,000, they're saying.
Wow.
And if you're over 80, it's almost 30,000. So that's, and why 14 days? You know, if you had a shot and you died before 14 days, you're not even considered vaccinated. Mm. So that skews everything, because if you're going to have a reaction that's really bad, usually happens pretty quick.
Right.
And we've seen those videos where people do it live and like an hour later they're dead, you know, or a couple days later. So.
Or thriving on the floor. I mean,
yes. So, you know, you have ivermectin, right? But so what does Dr. Fauci push? He pushes remdesivir.
Remdesivir. I said it wrong.
Yes. And they're pushing that. But, you know, for 5 days of that, it's like $3,100. And it's got a huge amount of people.
So $25 versus $3,100.
Yes. Yes.
Ivermectin, $25.
Yep.
Remdesivir, $3,500.
$3,100. Yeah.
Yeah,
and 26% of the people died taking this because
part failure. Of the problem there is that it's an antiviral, and it only the way the virus replicates, it's only good in the early phases. So once there is there's a lot of pulmonary involvement, the remdesivir is not going to be effective anymore, because the pulmonary involvement's actually from the dead virus.
Wow.
And not from the live virus. So it's just too little too late.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, the hospitals are totally lying about this. They say, oh, we can't give ivermectin, you know, it's dangerous. Did you know 1% of all Medicare patients are prescribed ivermectin?
Wow.
The horse paste.
I know about ivermectin.
One hit article shut down the CVS pharmacy. I went to go to get some ivermectin. They wouldn't give it to me. They said, oh, well, we have a choice to not give it to you. I'm like, why would you do that? Well, because we it's our discretion. I'm like, yeah, but you've been using it for 65 years. We know it works. Why would you not give it to me? And I went to two or three different places, and they were not giving it out.
Well, I got some if you need some. So yeah, well, I ordered it from Canada, which it got shipped over from India.
I finally got some, so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and the HCQ or the... hydroxychloroquine as well. I've got that. And so, I'm going to protect my family best I can, you know, and so a preventative. Just a couple more then. Let's see, what else do we have? Application for a license of a booster shot. An additional analysis is indicated that would increase COVID-19 in vaccinated participants. So what this basically was saying is that the FDA has done a research and they're finding that, yes, you have an increased risk. And they know that. And then the last one is it appears that Pfizer has agreed to do a study based on a document labeled Design and Analysis of Shedding Studies for Virus or Bacteria-Based Gene Therapy.
Wow. So there's a lot there. So he's got that in this. Yes. So that's Renz, Dr. Renz? Or no, it's a lawyer.
Yes, Renz. Thomas Renz. It's in the show notes. So if you go to the show notes later on tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, so just want to encourage you that we are, this is KSEO 1080. We want to be taking your calls here in just a few minutes, about 5 or 10 minutes here. So you can start calling in at 835. Please call the number 479-1080. 479-1080. You are on the air with Wake the Bear Radio. Chris Hurst, I know you got some stuff over there.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I struggle with is at the labeling that's occurring from people who shouldn't be setting up that example. From the top part of the executive branch who's running the White House right now, there's language about the vaxxed and the non-vaxxed. There's the polarization. And even in the language of some of the what should be journals that don't have bias, they're using very biased language. One of them called the vaccine, it's in the vaccine blog called, it's on
Comirnaty.
They've renamed Pfizer's vaccine, Comirnaty, and so they're wanting to push the new vaccine from Pfizer because that's the one that got approved. And when they talk about, there's some arguments in the community now with the ones who are not wanting to move forward with vaccination, and the language being used against those who are just saying, well, we all need to get the shot. We all need to get the jab so that we're on board. Some of the language is about misinformation based on bad science, pseudoscience, conspiracy theories, debunked science, debunked evidence, events and reasons that are not valid talking points. And that kind of language, it just doesn't help anyone. One of the reasons we're doing this show is so that everybody can have a voice and that we want to empower people to have a hopeful perspective and to be able to say, you know, I felt alone about this, of standing up for some things that I didn't know anybody else was out there, especially in a leftist place like Santa Cruz. And we want you to know that you're not alone, that it's not about vaxxed and no vaxxed. I'll stand with anyone. It's really about freedom.
Yes.
We don't want our freedoms taken away. Yeah. You know, I have many friends who are vaccinated and I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is disinformation, not being able to get clarity on the subject matter, and then trying to divide us by everything, whether it's vaccination, whether it's race, whether it's religion, whether it's gender. There's always this polarizing. Yeah. And so we want you to know with Wake the Bear that this is a safe place to have a conversation.
That's right. And we really, I mean, what you said was really key. It is very sad that the leaders of our nation are attempting to divide us and make us hate each other, the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed, and saying that, I mean, that sounds very Nazi Germany to me. There was this group of people called the Jews, and they're the reason that everything's bad in this nation. Yeah. Right? That's what's being said. The whole world would go back to normal if it would just, these people would just get vaxxed. Right?
Yeah.
And this is actually classic Marxism, socialism, where you get the proletariat to hate the bourgeoisie, and then what they end up doing is destroying the middle class, not really the higher upper elites, because they can't touch the elites. So they destroy the middle class. You get the haves and the haves not attacking each other, and then you get people hating each other. And I'll tell you what, we're definitely not about hate. We're about love. We're about the love of Jesus Christ. We're about the love of people knowing the truth, and the truth will set you free. And we are about making sure that people ask questions. They ask some questions, and they don't just believe the narrative.
Amen. You know what? I don't get joy by telling this dark stuff, this data. It breaks my heart. I mean, I have loved ones that I know, good friends that have had this. I do not like to say these things, but you know what? I do care, and someone that really cares should be saying something. So
yeah, and there's hope. And there's hope. You know, there's hope. That's, I mean, one of the things that we want to make sure we do is we don't overstate the We want to make sure we talk clearly about what the battlefield is, so we're not Pollyanna.
Yeah.
There's a real war going on, and you're in it. Okay. But that we know who wins this war, and so we want to make sure that we can keep a message of hope in this. And we have more to say about that at the end. But we want to take some callers.
Yes, we want to take some callers. Let's war is not a war of fighting. It's a spiritual war and a war of information.
Well, and people are never our enemy.
That's right.
There's a dark force behind that's orchestrating things.
That's
people
right.
are not our enemy.
So we have our first caller. It's James. James, you are on the air with Wake the Bear.
Welcome, James.
Oh wow! Thank you so much. You know, I just took notes on what had been shared so far, but I'm going to title it with, "There is hope in the simplest of whole food remedies," and I actually mean that. So just going through with some things that I heard, this is only like a page. So when will things go back to normal? After 2046, but that's an inside joke. I'm not going to continue with that. Stuff in the atmosphere, liquids in foods. Nanotechnology has been in food since before 1970, and in atmosphere with chemtrails before 1996. So many have shared excellent information, and the VIRS may be off by a factor of 100 because it takes 30 minutes to fill out the report. We are not hearing the truth from just about every popular source, from almost every perspective but real faith. Our educational system creates very intelligent, uninformed people of scientism. I'm almost done.
Oh, no, you're doing great. This is awesome.
Well, I don't want to read. I just took some notes while I was saying. Okay, so I'll just read what I wrote. I should have a very interesting video of world leadership puppets who in 2 hours raised $8 billion to fix their populations. Now, I do have access to this video, and I do have access to thousands of videos that have been deleted. And I'd be happy to share that with people at some point. What can anyone do? And this is in a reference to, I think the medication is called Resveratrol or something. It's one of four medications that were tried to treat Ebola. But after 6 months, this medication was taken off the market because it killed the most people. What it basically does is really affect the kidneys, but it affects all the organs. And the marketing kill shot for folks is the...
That's Remdesivir. Remdesivir, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's Remdesivir.
Yeah.
But the marketing kill shot that was used so successfully last year was putting people improperly on respirators.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't really expecting to talk at first. I was just kind of following along. But there's a lot of treatments to help people with what's going on in their bodies now and to assist the people who have possibly mistakenly taken these injections that are not affecting them in positive ways.
Wow.
So thank you very much.
No, absolutely.
Good comments,
thank you,
James. Thank you.
Yeah, and James, I think what the take home is if you have a family member who has COVID, don't just stay home and wait for things to get worse and worse. There are places like frontline doctors that will give the medication right away. The treatment modalities that are out there, they are world renowned doctors, are for both the HCQ and the ivermectin, and there's some other things too. If you wait until you're going to be at the hospital, the ventilator is really the only late term in that treatment plan, and it's not a good...
One in three die from getting on a ventilator. That's what my brother was told.
Yeah, and that's... And so we just want to encourage you, if you have loved ones, to help them find the right medication early.
You know, they do have a antibody infusion. I think it was called Regeneron.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in most of the hospitals that are, like, state-funded, like... Dominican is on that list. I did a research on that. And Valley Med over in San Jose. So I don't know if they'll give it to you, but they have it. There was like 500 million doses that were spread out through the country. And so they're supposed to be available. So that may be something that people need to look into. Okay, what else do we have?
Well, I wanted to just say, you know, I want to point out there's another passage in Scripture, if you don't mind. I'm going to share this.
Go for it.
This one's I've been meditating on a while, and I don't know about you, but I've been studying the end times and the Scriptures probably for 35 years of my life. I was dedicated to the Lord by Pastor Chuck Smith in Calvary Chapel, Calvary Chapel down in Santa Ana. And we were always looking at, well, what's going to come? Because there's tons of biblical prophecy that have been given, and it's important for us, especially believers and people that are Christians and pastors like myself, to prepare the people for what's about to come. And the Bible says that God gave this. He does nothing on the earth without his first telling the prophets what he's about to do. And he gave this the scriptures for us to have understand what's going to happen. And this is the weird thing, is that what is going on in the world? We've never seen before a worldwide pandemic or worldwide fear that was talked about in the Bible. And it's over and over again talked about. I mean, the mark of the beast, which we talked about last week in Revelation chapter 13, that no one would buy or sell unless they take the mark. And like I said, I don't think this is the mark, but it is dangerously close to the mark. And it's preparing the culture to receive the mark of the beast and the number of his name, which is the number of a man, which is, you know, that whole thing. But the one that I was meditating on this last couple months is, look at Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. It says, the judgment of God on the Babylonian system. And that's the system of mankind without God involved. That's the system of the beast, the coming system on the world. And it says that the light of the lamp will shine no more. This is verse 23 of chapter 18. And the light of the lamp will shine no more in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will be heard no more. For your merchants, which I looked up at in the Greek, that's the tradesmen who travel from country to country to trade. That's international businessmen. For your merchants who were called the great ones, I'm thinking about like big tech, big pharma, big business. The merchants who were called the great men of the earth, they through their pharmakeia, they deceived all the nations of the earth.
So what do you mean by pharmakeia? Because I don't see that word in my English.
That's a Greek word. It's translated magic spell, sorcery, witchcraft, or even could be translated mind control. What we see going on today, and I believe this thoroughly with my heart, there is a mind control, a global mind control going on. You see people go into a restaurant and they talk with their mask on, that they sit down and eat, and then all of a sudden the virus is gone. It's completely crazy. Like you,
or you're driving around in the car by yourself with a mask on.
Their minds have been controlled. They've just given over and submitted to this massive narrative. And it's actually what the Bible said, that there would be a time when people that would be part of the judgment on the wickedness of the world, because all the nations were deceived through the magic spell, witchcraft, mind control of the great businessmen of the earth. The pharmakeia, which we get the word pharmaceuticals from.
Right.
Right. So I think this is that we're definitely being prepared for that.
Definitely some parallels. You know, it's interesting in the verse before, because I happen to be looking at that this week as well. It says, and the voice of the harpers and the musicians and the pipers and the trumpeteers shall be heard no more in thee. He's talking about the judgment on this Babylonian system. And no craftsman, and whatever craft he be, shall be found no more in thee, into Babylon. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more. Indeed, the millstone representing like hard work, industrial, the music, the entertainment. I mean, you know, no more halftime shows with the symbology, you know, and what's pouring out of Hollywood. It's just like that's going to be all over. There's coming a day where people are going to say, you know what, this has done nothing but hurt us in the long run.
Well, and the other thing is that the one about the bride and the bridegroom is actually you got another call?
I got two, actually.
Okay, well, let's take another call. We can talk more about this in a second.
Okay. We got Gary. Gary, you are on. You're on air.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. I'll take off from your theological approach there. There was a book written in 2013. It's called The Doctrine of Lesser Magistrates. And it's the proper resistance to a tyranny and a repudiation of unlimited obedience to civil government. And the author dedicates it for Christ who set me free. You go into various chapters, John Knox, the Holy Scripture, and Lesser Magistrates. There's among the final chapters, it recommends or identifies, you know, police officers as lesser magistrates. And it means that they should not be enforcing illegal rules. There's also a biblical response to those people that say we should disarm and be vulnerable. But it is it should be something that should be on every, you know, pastor or priest library, and I recommend it to people because it could change, you know, what happens in America and what they've, you know, did in Cambodia and, you know, Eastern European countries and Mao and all the rest of them. So that, you know, people that are delegated authority really have the moral obligation to make decisions that are, you know, proper and moral, and probably, as you would say, would be biblical. There's one last thing I want to make sure, and I haven't heard it mentioned a lot among COVID. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Charles Lieber.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay. And I don't think that's brought up enough.
The 61-year-old, you're talking about the 61-year-old doctor that is in jail because of he's
found. No, Biden let him out of jail. He served 6 months, even though he was the virologist at the Harvard University. He had a contract with China's Wuhan University of Technology, $50,000 a month, $150,000 in living expenses, $1.5 million to establish the research lab at Wuhan University. The employment contract is available online if people go to news-expose.org. They can see that contract. It's in both Chinese and in English. Employment contract, quote, 1,000 talent, high-level foreign expert, employer, Wuhan University of Technology, employee B, 1,000 talents, high-figure expert, Professor Charles M. Lieber from Harvard University, USA. And I find it outrageous that the news media, whether it's, you know, the Mercury, the Sentinel, the Monterey Herald, all of, you know, the three networks and the two wire services, in fact, one of them, AP, is run by Gary Pruitt, who had funded Leon Panetta, who gave military and policy information to a communist espionage agent called Hugh DeLacy. Today, the Board of Supervisors in Santa Cruz maintains two monuments or two plaques on the courthouse steps with the name praising this communist espionage agent that has been involved, you know, since Second World War, Korean War, Vietnam, and Leon Panetta attended his funeral.
That's good.
Anyway, the whole thing needs to be cracked open. We've got Bruce McPherson received $30,000 from Katrina Lung. Front page, U.S. News and World Report, Zach Friend, two of his former employers are registered lobbyists for the Red Chinese, and I could go on and on. But anyway, people need to wake up, take a look at the book, Doctrine of Lesser Magistrates. It's important. We are in a war. I've heard you guys say it, and you're right, and I'm glad you're there.
Hey, thanks so much, Gary.
Gary, thanks so much. We'll take another call in a second. I wanted to say, number one, I have the Doctrine of Lesser Magistrates in my hand right here by Matthew J. Truella, and I've been reading it. It's a fascinating read, and I agree with that. And we're going to put that link up on our website for this for tonight. I also read about Charles Lieber like a year ago. He was arrested because he hid $500,000 that the CCP gave him. So I have content on that. So we'll put that on the website as well. I don't know much about the AP with Gary Pruitt and Leah Panetta. Maybe Gary, you can send us some information on that, and we'll do a little research and put it up there for you guys to check out.
Yeah, just go to our website again, wakethebearradio.com, and you'll see us in there, and you can just email it
to us.
We're
taking calls. We're going to keep taking calls here at 479-1080. This is KSCO, 1080 AM. Please call in, and we get some more, right?
Absolutely. We got one, James from Mount Hermon.
Yes, James.
James, you are on the air.
Hey, Ron, how's it going? Hey, Brandon, Chris, hello.
Hi, James.
Hey,
welcome.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah.
So what's on your
great
mind?
Great hearing you guys. Well, you know, I was thinking about that debate between Rand Paul and Javier Becerra, the guy from Health and Human Services.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pointing out the Israeli study that natural immunity, according to the Israeli health officials, is 13 times more effective, more powerful than any vaccine.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then he was bringing out the fact that there's 100 million people in the United States that have had COVID and have natural immunity. If you combine that number with the people that have had both vaccines, which is about 190 million people, and there's 330 million people in the United States, you've got like in the upper 80s of people that are allegedly have some level of immunity. And who's left? The children.
Yep.
And the risk benefit for a child to get this vaccine, there's no evidence, there's no studies whatsoever that prove the efficacy of this extremely low-risk population for these vaccines.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no studies. And they want to just march ahead with it anyways.
It's
just plain obscene.
Man, Rand Paul was on fire on that. I saw that video. Amazing. I was like, wow, that was powerful.
Yeah,
that
he said you should apologize to the American people for being dishonest about the efficacy of naturally acquired immunity. And you label people who don't want vaccines because they don't need vaccines, and you call them flat earthers. He just was right there in his face. And you know, the sad thing is that Javier Becerra, he was our AG in California. He came from us, wow. And he was a obviously a Newsom appointee who was then found his way to Washington to be in the federal government as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and so we have a connection there. I think the natural immunity is a really good point to be bringing up. And also the youngsters, because Gavin Newsom just dropped that bombshell a couple days ago Friday. That vaccine mandates should be taking effect for the K-12 students. So there's that one population that hasn't quite been reached yet, is it?
Well, you know, what's interesting about that, too. I mean, I have a 15-year-old daughter. I have other people in my family that are not okay with this. I mean, they shouldn't be okay with this. This is basically, even though we know that you have a 13 times better immune system through regular vaccine, and that children are like next to zero having any chance of getting sick, they're still going to shove this down the throats of people. It's not okay. And you know what's interesting to me is that the government knows it's not okay. So they're telling the FBI if parents are upset and show up at meetings that they want them to start prosecuting them as domestic terrorists. Okay, I'm sorry, but if you're upset about your kid being forced to take a shot you don't want them to take, that's going to wake up some mama bears in the state of California. And it should. And to call them domestic terrorists is flat out evil.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of mama bears, there is a mama bears radio, I think it's tomorrow from 2 to 4.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
Yes, and I've been listening to that, and she's on fire.
On fire.
Yeah, good show. I'd encourage anyone to go out there and listen Wednesdays.
Yeah, I think that response by the DOJ and the FBI that want its the school boards, the National School Board Association came to them because parents are making a difference. And that would be your action step. Get out to the school boards. And it's disturbed enough school boards. So the School Board Association went to the DOJ and FBI and said, we need to have specific training and guidance for school boards when these parents come in, because their behavior is close to a criminal level, and it has a disturbing trend. And so we're just saying, come on, parents, you're making a dent. You're making some school boards worried. We're not advocating violence. But when you go out there and you state your passion, and then you're told that that's a disturbing trend because you're standing up for your children, there's something not right about that.
Yeah. And the fact that they would do that just shows how they know they are morally bankrupt. And what has to happen is this. Parents, you need to stop watching Monday Night Football and go to your school board's meeting on Monday night and speak out and graciously and lovingly but firmly say, this is not okay, and I want you to tell me how you're going to stop this from coming against my children. And do it with grace, truth, peacefully, and lovingly, but do it firmly, because that's what we need to be doing.
Yeah, there's plenty of examples online if you want to see what it looks like to have a just a normal parent speak out.
And also be going to the county. We have 6 minutes. Also be going to the supervisor's meeting. I had a friend call me today and say, hey, he went to the supervisor's meeting. There's only 6 people at the meeting. And he's like, dude, I'm felt discouraged that people aren't standing up. We need to make time to speak now or we will lose our voice, ladies and gentlemen. You're already losing it. That's why we need to wake the bear. We're trying to wake you up and start using your voice.
And if there's anybody out there that has information on school board meetings and things like that, city council meetings, please go to our website and email us because we'd like to get this on a central place where people can look it up. Nope, we don't have any callers right now. If any more callers, call in now.
I really want to just get into, because we got only a few minutes left. I want to get into the hope message here.
Yeah, go for
and
it.
And I just really feel like, and Chris, I want you to help me with this a little bit. You know, the Bible says that, you know, and you know, we know that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but we can battle against principalities, powers and authorities, and the wickedness in high places. And even though Becerra's doing this and Newsom's doing that and Biden's doing that, they're not our enemy. There is a force behind them that is the enemy. People are never our enemy. And so what we want to do is we want to bless these people and say, God, will you deal with them according to your righteousness? Will you, Lord, will you, we ask, and you know what happens when you bless somebody? You say, Lord, we bless Gavin Newsom. We bless Becerra. We bless, what happens is God says, all right, you understand that I'm the judge and I will repay, says the Lord. And so we say, yeah, we trust in you. It doesn't mean we won't use our voice. It doesn't mean we won't stand up for righteousness and we'll fight off evil. But the force behind it is what we're talking about. And that's all through the Bible. And look, Psalm 2 says this, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one, saying, let us break off their chains and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. He scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and he terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king. So this is on Zion, the holy mountain. This is what I want to take from this, is that God is still under control. Ultimately, he is authority, but he has granted humanity authority, men and women authority on the earth to make changes, to fix things. And we have been given by our forefathers the opportunity to use our voice, we the people. And things like the doctrine of lesser magistrates, like people who are the lower magistrates saying, you know what, I cannot enforce this wicked law. I will not do so. That has to be the standard. I'm going to use my place of influence to speak life and to enforce righteousness, not wickedness.
Yeah. And, you know, we are in the middle of a war, so we would expect things to have occasional very dark days. And we don't know what chapter of the war we're in, but we know who is writing the story. And God is using regular people to be his voices of hope. Psalm 46 is one of my favorites, and it just says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And therefore, we won't fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. And we know that our God is above all of the chaos. And so we just want to bless you with knowing that when you feel discouraged, loose your soul from the discouragement and just say, I choose to see life from God's perspective.
That's right.
Holy Spirit, would you come and be my comforter? Would you show me how you see this so that I am not throwing diatribes at people.
That's right.
But that I am fighting against the spirits that are behind the people. And we do that by legislating with our yes and our no. We say
right.
No to the evil. You will not come near us. And we stand up into those issues that are reflecting the dark things. Yeah. So we do want to encourage people with hope.
Yeah, we bless you with hope. And I just want to encourage you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, reach out to him. The Bible says that his name literally means the Lord saves. And if you're at a place where you're like, we need salvation, I'll tell you right now, the name of Jesus is salvation. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. He's the way. This is what people need, is repentance and turning to God. And that's what's going to wake this nation up again. So thank you for joining us on Wake the Bear Radio. We're done at our time here. We only got a few seconds left.
Yes, that was good. And we look forward to next week. We'll come up with something. I would eventually like to get into Romans 13.